Good evening, Cougar basketball fans. Welcome courtside inside a jam-packed Marriott Center on the BYU campus in Provo, Utah, as tonight the 25th-ranked BYU Cougars play their second-to-last home game as the Cougs tonight play for the season sweep of the West Virginia Mountaineers. Devin on a post-up has his man run into a screen, throws it up there for Kaba, and Kaba catches and banks for the score.
Not your typical lob, but Kaba is getting so much better. I can't remember the last time he's missed. It's been a couple games.
On the offense, Trevin Nell misses the three, and Yegor hit the deck in the fight for the rebound, leaking down floor. And blocked on his dunk attempt was Jonathan Powell. Kaba got back and stays in West Virginia possession and clears to Saunders, forecourt left side. Richie's missed his only shot he's taken. Richie will now drive, take a hip check, no call, get right to the rim, bank, and score. He just forced the issue. Took contact and made it low. To get it up for two in the two-point lead, 4-2 BYU.
He just got a relentless attack to him to get that shot up because he was covered.
Foos over Eduardo Andre with a right-hand scoop off the window. And the Cougs have a four-point lead, 6-2, Foos on the board. Gets the screen from Foos. Foos will roll. Now the hook to Foos from Dallin. Little jump hook by Foos. Rolls over the iron. Foos has six. BYU's 10, and the Cougs lead by 6, 10-4. Powell for the tie. Missed the three. Long rebound out to Saunders. Saunders racing it right wing. 11-8 BYU. Cougs large lead's been six. Richie drives to make it five. Yes. Richie Saunders back in the game and right back on the score sheet. Left hand lay-in. Richie gives BYU a 13-8 cushion. Dallin gets a nice little shield by Foos. Dallin squeezes it up and misses it right at the rim. But a stick back score for second chance points of the night. Points three and four on second chance. For Trevin Nell, BYU within two. The fans come alive. Down 17-15 are the Cougs. Richie Saunders drives the right baseline. Leans in, squeezes up, and scores. Richie Saunders ties the game at 19. Saunders ties Fuseni Traore for the team-high scoring lead at 6. Foos jump hook, crawls over. Foos with the right hand. Gives BYU the four-point lead. 8-0 run for BYU. 1 minute to play. Dallin's going to windmill and rip. On Yesufu will drive it with four and with three. Dallin bounces low to Foos, who scores with one and the horn. That's the way you do it. Perfectly done. Dallin draws the defense, drops it off to Fuseni Traore. They have big smiles between them as Foos extends the run to 10-0 to end half number one. And a shaky first half ends very well for BYU. It's a six-point lead at the break. Driving kick. Is this the first three for BYU? Yes, it is. From jersey number three, Yegor Demon with the first three-pointer of the night for BYU. That's Yegor's first field goal of the night. And the Cougs now extend the run to 13-0 spanning halftime. It's BYU by nine for the first time tonight. 28-19. What a time for BYU's first three of the night.
Big shot from Yegor.
Picks it up on the arc, straddles the three-point line left side. Now Richie will drive it, a little hesitation, get to the rim, scoop and score. Whoa, Richie.
See how Richie wins the contact there. Beautiful play, timeout.
1:09 into the second half, and Darren DeVries calls timeout with his team on the receiving end of a 15-0 run spanning halftime. And now up floor, kick ahead Saunders. Saunders, zero to the lane, float, score, and the foul! A chance for a three-point play, Richie Saunders. Excellent body control, the floater, the score, and the hit. And Richie goes to the line. The Cougar runs 17-0 spanning halftime. It's BYU by 13, 32-19. Yegor drives and hands off to Kaba Keita, and flight number 13 is cleared for takeoff. Kaba elevates and throws down. It's BYU by 14, 35-21. So Yegor leans in. Off the window, gets it to go with a little finger roll. BYU by 13, 37-24. Yegor's got six with five coming after halftime. Yegor, little hesitation, gets low. Banks and scores and the foul. And Yegor, coming alive, will shoot for a three-point play. Yegor, bounce pass to Foos at the left elbow. Foos looks to Yegor, who goes low. Foos will go to 10 feet, little floater, good! Oh, Fuseni Traore took a bounce, popped it up and knocks it down. BYU by 16 again, 42-26, and Foos has 12 in this game.
That's the first time Foos has realized they're not guarding him on that 15-footer. He does take a dribble, but that's open for him. He's a great shooter.
Foos banks into Andre. Up, miss, gets his own rebound as Foos. Clear space on a kick out. Our repost to Foos. Foos into Andre, pivoting into paint. Draws the foul off the window and good. They just can't deal with what Foose is dealing out down low. BYU 44, West Virginia 29, the lead 15. Foose can make it 16 against the free throw line. Traore having himself a night, 14-8 for the big man from Mali. Dallin, hesitation, takes it to the right block, to the cutter. Foose, again up and in! Foose losing his man on the flyby, and it's all Foose right now. The fans serenading Traore as his way on his way down the floor. 46-29, BYU by 17 for the first time tonight. Allen Hall baseline sending as we come back in. Yegor give and go back to Dallin right corner. There's Foose off the assist from Dallin Hall. Foose and Traore, 18-8, and BYU by 19 for the first time tonight. Drops it low to Foose. Foose pivots in the paint, locked out of his hands, gets it back, and on the stick back, scores again. 20 for Traore. It's only his second 20-point game of the year. He had 29 against Idaho, and when he scores 20 or more, BYU is 5-2 in Foose's career. Angle right, 10 minutes to play here in Provo. BYU by 17. Oh, Foose sees a double. Results in an open three for Yegor, and Yegor makes him pay! Yegor Demon! The three for Demon, BYU by 20 for the first time tonight, 53-33. Hall to the bump. Dallin, open three, take it. Make it! Now the lid's off. BYU no threes in the first half, three after halftime. Cooks by 21 for the first time, 56-35. Trey Stewart, BYU to four court, left side. Yegor, stripe extended left. Back to Trey for three. Again. 61-37, BYU by 24. Dawson will drive it, cuff it, scoop it, and score it. Dawson Baker with his first field goal. He's got 4 points. And 63-39, BYU back up 24. BYU's up 25, 65-40. DB will measure it, float it, and score it. Little eight-footer off the back rim and in. Dawson Baker heating up. He's got six. Baker goes the other way, down to five, down to four. Spin, elbow, jumper, Dawson. Got it! Dawson Baker, shot maker.
Yeah, he was cooking something up in the oven there. That was a pretty impressive shot from Baker.
And Dawson skipping back down the floor, giving his team a 26-point lead. DB, BYU down floor, keeping its 27-point lead. Trey Stewart driving kick. Dallin for three! DH, deep left side. BYU no threes in the first half, five after halftime. Another Mountain America Credit Union three. It's BYU by 30, 73-43. Max Triplett's also checked in as Boskovic runs banks and scores. Mihailo's on the board for the first time. So you got a triple and a triplet on the floor for BYU.
And a tray.
First time BYU scored 50 and a half since the Cincinnati game earlier this Big 12 season. Mihailo gets free for a little dunk on the right side of the bucket. 77-50. BYU lead by 27. 50 seconds to play. Crawford went for the steal. 3-2. Okani for three to end it and knocks it down to make it 77-56. BYU's final margin of victory is 21. All right, 77-56 is your final. BYU wins it.